time now. Only retreat or surrender. Or death.
Well, that's an easy choice for us, Arcadian. Spartans never retreat. Spartans never surrender.
Go, spread the word. Let every Greek assembled know the truth of this.
Let each among them search his own soul.
While you're at it, search your own.
This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that gives you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. Greetings, and again, I'm Greg Swanson, and this is the Warrior Mind Podcast. To find out more about Warrior Mind coaching and training, please visit us at www.warriormindcoach.com. Hey, hope everyone is doing well today. I'm really excited. I have the registration open for Develop the Mental Strength of a Warrior Intensive. This is going to be a 3-day live event up here in Bend, Oregon. It's going to be from June 6th, 7th, and 8th. It's going to be highly experiential. Part of what this process is going to be is, in order to live like a warrior, you need to think like a warrior. And before you can think like a warrior, you need to train like a warrior. And again, a warrior isn't one that does battle every single day. However, they may do battle internally. And so when you can develop the mental strength of a warrior, you're able to conquer your mental side of yourself. You're able to conquer your physical, your emotional, and your spiritual. So all of those little nuances that go on in our head, we're going to start with that. So this 3-day intensive is going to take you inside your mind. We're going to get to there through different processes, different physical processes, different ancient warrior processes, and we're going to get into the mind. And when you will leave, you will have tools that you'll be able to conquer your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual body. To find out more about it, please go to warriormindtraining.com. And there's only 20 spots available. It's going to be a very small, intimate group. It's going to be highly interactive. There may be some group coaching. I have a flow for it, but it depends on how the participants show up and what they want, but I have some great processes in place, some fantastic information. It's going to be a wonderful world for time, and I would actually encourage you to look at staying a couple of extra days up here in Bend because there is so much to do, and I have a link on the Warrior Mind Training site that takes you to Bend, Oregon to see all there is to do. Okay, enough of that stuff. I'm looking forward to seeing you out here. Today we're going to talk about success, and more specifically, paying the price of success. You know, success perhaps is the realization of a worthwhile goal. And so when we have to take it back to what goals do you have? If you don't have any goals, you most likely are not going to be willing to pay the price of success, because there is a price to be paid. You can either pay the price of success or you will pay the price of failure. Either way, you're going to pay a price. And so we need to start looking at, first, what is it that you want in your life? And how badly do you really want it? So this, when we talk about success, it automatically infers that there is a goal, that there is an objective. There's something that you desire in your life. And it may not be physical. It may not be a house or a car. It could be some other aspects of it. It could be your physique. It could be a life partner. Whatever that is, without a goal, without an objective, you can't have success. Because you're just floundering around. You're just going from day to day, doing the same thing over and over and over. And that fits into what I've talked about before, is this complacent zone. So paying the price of success is developing the tools, is finding the tools necessary to break through the mental resistance, right? Because everything you desire in life lies on the other side of mental resistance. And this is where develop this mental strength of a warrior comes in, is that the warrior knows there's a price to pay. And the old-time warriors, if you will, knew there was a physical price. There was a mental price. There was all these prices they had to pay in order to to achieve victory on the battlefield, and that was a physical bad battlefield. We're talking about is your mental battlefield. How are you doing in that area? And when we don't, if we don't control that battlefield, we're not going to be willing to pay the price of success. We're going to make excuses. And every excuse sounds so wonderful. But let me tell you something. Excuses only satisfy the person who makes them. It doesn't help anybody else. You are better served in not making excuses and going after your success, even if it takes you 5 years. It's better to produce something than a bunch of excuses. So you need to start looking at, what do you want out of life? What is it that you want to accomplish? Really look at your life. You're here for a reason, right? You're here for a purpose. And we go over that in the workshop that we're going to have up here in June. We're going to go find that purpose, and we're going to find that vision and find that vision and mission, and get you fired up, and so that you know that you have goals, you have paths, you have a reason to be alive and a reason to accomplish something. And when you have those reasons and you have that objective, then it's easy to pay the price of success. You know it's just part of the deal. But if you have no idea, if you believe the thoughts that you're thinking, if you don't know where you're going, if you let other people control your emotions, if you let events and circumstances dictate your mood, you're not going to be willing to pay the price of success. You're going to point to everybody else, and you're going to lay in your deathbed pointing to the world around you saying it's all their fault. And that's a bunch of baloney, because a warrior takes responsibility for all their results, no matter what the results are. So if you don't get what you want, you successfully found a way not to get it. If you get what you want, you successfully found a way to achieve it. So the first thing here is to develop, what do you want? And if you haven't done that yet, then listening to the podcast, reading my books, reading other books, if you don't take action on what you're hearing and what you're doing, why are you listening? If this is entertainment, there's a lot of other ways for entertainment, but you need to start taking action. And that is the price of success, is action. When we take action, we are going to bump up against all of our dragons, all of our trolls, all of our troubles when we start taking actions. It's easy to sit on a couch and not do anything. It's easy to point at our significant other, our boss, the environment, the economy, and blame that. That's so easy. Anybody can do it, but warriors don't. They say, this is what I want, I am going to get it, and I don't care how long it takes. So what is it that you want? Over this weekend, I really would encourage you to sit down again and what is it want? You don't have to go through the whole goal setting process of the smarter goals and that, but just come up with something that excites you in your life. What is it that you want to accomplish? And it doesn't, you know, it could be for the next 6 months, it could be for the year. I would advise not going out any further than a year, because there's so many things that can come up between now and a year that might be more attractive or might disrail us. But think about it. What do you want? 1 year from now, we're sitting down at a pub here in Bend, and I ask you, so how's your life been? What has happened over the past year? What are you going to tell me? Well, the economy was bad, and my wife or husband didn't support me, and I got this itch, and I got this problem here, and my pinky broke, and no, that's not going to make it an interesting conversation. It's going to be, wow, after that podcast, I went out, and I tell you, I determined what I wanted. I started taking action, and yes, it was tough, because I had to sacrifice TV. I had to sacrifice some things in order to get what I wanted. But man, the life I'm living now is fantastic. I've built up physical habits, mental habits, emotional habits, spiritual habits that support me in continuing my growth throughout life. Man, this year has been amazing. That would be a great pub talk. That's what I'd love to hear. So think about this, right? Paying the price for success. What are you willing to do? And if you say anything, that's baloney. Because we all know that we're not willing to do anything. That would mean killing, robbing. So bring it down. What are you willing to do for what you want? Because you need to determine if your goal is worthwhile. Think about, at what point would you stop? And if you would stop halfway through that you don't make success for or you don't make progress after 2 or 3 months, perhaps that goal isn't worthwhile enough for you. You need to have one that will say, I'm going to persevere. I'm going to be persistent. I am going to go after this goal no matter. If everything is in my control, I will take that action. But when you say, what are you willing to do? Anything. We need to be more realistic than that, because anything, again, you know, there are some very heinous crimes involved underneath the umbrella of anything. So keep in mind, what are you willing to do for your objective, for your personal success? Think about it, and then ask why. What is this goal? What does this mean to me in my life? Why is this so important? See, again, paying the price is really easy when we know what we want. I don't know how many of you are watching CrossFit, but the CrossFit Opens have just finished, and you look at some of these competitors, they are paying a huge price. They're out there busting their butt for 10 minutes straight doing things that are just amazing. Well, you look at what they want that championship. They want that. I'm not too sure, I don't know for sure if they want the money, but it's very nice, right? But they want that championship, and it means a lot to them for whatever their personal reasons are, and they are paying the price, but they're enjoying it. They're having fun. So when you have an objective that you are compelled to get, paying the price is almost fun. You almost have fun doing battle. You enjoy it. You know, the Vikings enjoyed the battle, whether they won or lost. That wasn't what they were there for. They enjoyed the battle. And so, again, this is not to say that you want to go out and do battle with axes and broadswords, but when you are going after your success, you are going to be tested. And then when you can enjoy those tests and persevere through them and work through that and battle through those mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, you're going to start to enjoy that. You're going to come home exhausted, lay down in bed and have a great night's sleep. You're going to go, this was a wonderful day. I had this battle. I had this, and I was victorious. Those are what makes success stories so powerful, so wonderful. So really take some time. Think about what you want. Why do you want it? And then what is the price you're willing to pay for that success? Because guaranteed, you're going to pay a price one way or the other. You're going to pay the price of failure and regret, or you're going to pay the price of success. So please, please, I'm still getting some great feedback on these podcasts, so please provide some feedback on the podcast. You can do so at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Look for the Contact Me tab. You can send me a note or a voice message. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind podcast. If you like what you heard, please tell your friends and subscribe at warriormindcoach.com/podcast. Also, make sure you sign up for the Warrior Mind newsletter and check out our blog at warriormindcoach.com/blog. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility and begin to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.
I am not a warrior. Very soon.